basic ideas
that I'm going to talk about. Why Zen at all? Why who was Zen as opposed to some other system? And I can only, I don't think anybody can give you any more than their own personal reactions. You have to choose your own. But sometimes by giving a talk, you know, someone with similar questions and a desire for a certain answer or a certain completeness of philosophy maybe have received an intuition and you may have the same direction. I don't mean that everybody has to go the Zen direction or that anyone has to go any particular, there's no direction that we should endorse for everyone. I think there are many paths. As an old farmer said to me one time, there are many paths at the top of the hill that the cows make. They all come to the barn. The only thing I can give you is I think that I could possibly give you a lot of argument, but it might be pretensively technical, philosophical, or in the long run, I don't think philosophy does much in the line of proving things as an argumentative philosophy. We eventually get somewhere along the line in our spiritual searching or philosophic seeking that we realize our logic isn't going to do us any good. You have to depend upon another faculty. So this faculty is largely intuition, which means we have to feel. Consequently, hours of complex argumentation won't do any good, and too much dependence on the cruder form of feeling will not be any good. There has to be a certain refinement of feeling. But regardless, I'll run you through, with an apology to those that have heard it before, my reasons. I felt an inclination when I was young, very young, to find out the truth of things.